Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 2, Episode 2, 1911-21. Well, we have talked about cancer in last series several times, and I hope you remember that Dialab team at Tsukuba and several other labs worldwide have shown ashwagandha leaves have anti-cancer activity. And one of the ways it kills cancer cell is by activating the protein called tumor suppressor protein P53 that makes the cell stop dividing by multiple ways. Well, in cancer cells, this protein is either lost or is functionally inactivated by genetic mutations or many other mechanisms. And it is also known that the wild type and the mutant proteins differ in their conformation. Not only that, the restoration of the wild-type conformation by small molecules has been shown to restore its activity that makes the cancer cells stop dividing. Dialab team at Tsukuba Japan and IIT Delhi got together with their experimental and bioinformatics expertise and investigated, number one, the structural changes between the wild-type and particular P53 mutants that are commonly found in cancer cells. They looked at four of such mutants. One, valine changed to alanine at 143 amino acid. Arginine 249 changed to serine. Arginine 243 changed to histidine. And tyrosine at 220 changed to cysteine by mutations. The therapeutic, and number two, they find the therapeutic potential of vidafrine A and vidinone for restoration of wild-type P53 function in these particular P53 mutant forms. They found that the valine 143 alanine, arginine 249 serine, arginine 273 histidine mutation either do not show difference with respect to the wild-type form, or they do not show any selective binding with either vidafrine A or vidinone. On the other hand, tyrosine 220C mutation, tyrosine 220 to cysteine mutation, on the other hand, caused change in protein conformation. It created a cavity, local loss of hydrophobicity, and change in water network, leading to functionally inactive conformation. The teams found that the mutated structure could accommodate vidafrine A and vidinone such that it leads to restoration of wild-type P53 function in mutant P53-containing cells. This was indeed endorsed by experiments using cancer cells having this mutation particularly. Wow! They found indeed cells show wild-type P53 function that lead to growth arrest or apoptosis. Well, this means that vidafrine A and vidinone, these vidinolides may serve as highly potent anti-cancer compounds for treatment of cancer with Y220C mutation in cancer cells. The detailed study appeared in Journal of Experimental and Clinical Cancer Research, Volume 26, 2019. Please take a look.